Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is
to a foundation scripture, John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John, the 12th chapter, the 20th and the 21st verses. The Bible said, there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. Yohane nsempa itra eye itumi yuno yimu aye etiono eni etiono bako nsempa nsedi Yohane chune koma yuno itra eye itumi yuno ni yimu aye etiono eni etiono bako mumi itia radiasa
na hila fubi wa wana oba sorry beso ya fashion na sinimu eno oba Filipo fribe isa da wagalelea non chain obekacho ni so rua ya pesi hunu Yesu eno oba Filipo ao fribe isa da wagalelea non chain obekacho ni so rua ya pesi hunu Yesu.
Luke chapter 21 verse 34 right up to 36. Luke 21 verses 34 through to 36. The Bible said, and take heed to yourself, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the curse of this life, so that that day come upon you unawares, for as a snare it shall come upon all them that dwell upon the face of the earth. The Bible said, watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Someone can get if you look at some but itra a do you know back mua a diasa and I know a copim a diasensia and some bano said look at Chirokoma no trade you know back mua a diasana a copim a diasensia in teo radiaso.
Namusha muhiye na puchane in sabron and quemun your mahu dajin anyhow and shama kumaso. Nedana betum perfume sefidi. Nebeba wana oti asa sinyi nini nina aso. Inti mu wen na monsweda. Nemoenya huwani diye jenye fi niyo merebebe yi nine mu akujine unyanko pambani enim. Inti mu wen na monsweda. Nemoenya huwani diye jenye fi niyo merebebe yi nine mu na makujina unipabano enim.
Mumi entrasi na menkinkan Yohane nsempa itri inum. Imua ye edionu na edikro. John chapter 5 verses 24 downwards. Asi ya kansi niwa wanu mwa yase niyake siye pa. Meka ya tifia semno di achino. A tifia semno chino. Osi uuso di eni atemu. Uuso di eni atemu. Kama mintie. Can you say it?
Oh, sorry, ne atemu.
I want to hear your voice.
Oh, sorry, ne atemu.
Wele kenga indikai.
Merekama atremu no koremu para se. Di otima sem, na oji di osuma amini diye no wadan kwa. No ore ma atemu omu. Na weche mu efri uwo mu konkwe mu. Merekama atremu para se. Di otima sem, na oji di osuma amini diye no wadan kwa. No ore ma atemu omu. Na weche mu efri uwo mu kodan kwa.
Reverse number 25, we're going to almost 30, let's work.
Merekama atremu no koremu para se. Don reba ne edu.
But you tell you, pa, we're dealing with something very profound. Work.
Now, what's your new name? Now, said the agenda won't call no honor anymore. Sarah, now, or the Ama Obanon, so say, oh, young call honor anymore. Now, one man to me say, oh, more attain so if it's all you nipper, but more my yam yam on one if it's a donor, reba, 1 hour at the Caminamun, betting in it. No, we're free, Eddie. Now, 1 hour, why a papa no beco and con usorium? Now, 1 hour, why a bonnet no beco at Timu usorium?
This is a very serious scripture. This we don't have to joke. To be a whatever, I went here prickly. So some person when you have that ear, this is not a scripture that we joke with. Last, you know, when I look at the reading, I'll go to verse number 24. Let's work out an English version. The Bible says, "Verily I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me." The Bible said, has eternal life. Everybody say eternal life.
Eternal life.
Thank you very much. Without that particular virtue in your heart and in your life, you are not going anywhere, especially when you have become very successful in this life, but you don't have eternal life. Tienyepa. Hey, when you pay your yasim na eternal life, but wawa breaku. Inipapi omu ahansani yeba omuko. There were people here in this area. Nipa bi, no It can never happen. You see, that's why I really fear Job chapter 24, verse number 23. It is a very interesting scripture that nobody should joke with. And even as we are working, ladies and gentlemen, that, you know, that it is a very, he said, though it be given him that he dwells in safety, whereon he rests, yet the eyes of God are upon all your ways. What do you mean? They need to worship, Papa. Look at verse number 25. The Bible went even further to talk about, you know, 24. Okay, let's read 24 first. He said, they are exalted a little while, but they are gone and brought low. Exalted, brought low. That's why I can tell you. Exalted and brought low. Exalted and brought low. Think about it. Anyone remember what I am saying here? They are exalted for a little while, but are gone and brought low. And probably the only one whom we are exalted more than all the rich men in our generation. All the successful people. Before the Tobinkos and the NS Kemis and the Despise and the before all these guys, please, I'm reminding you, there were Apia Menkens and people like Adai Cutlass. There were people, businessmen, who really commanded the game. Yet they are gone. That should speak to us, so that when we are making decisions in our lives, we'll be careful and we'll circumspect, especially when it comes to salvational issues. Please, don't joke with what we are talking about. We can get dream into you.
One more time, Jojo.
All your ways. Francis Kwasiamoko, Resurrection Power Evangelistic Ministry. Anakuko do ni tumi mani tijina se on kasanchile womei omenja kasanchile fonso oma fanya se msabre yevra Rollins penso omei primo oma kume ye editia ura diasa ose ura di but mana mina wanda se gubi anango wongo serati se sofa mwako ebe tibia wumi ene na tuanake brother ita hosa e wuye berisi timi se you omo mwangwa doctor niye kofane su omei mba meno ewa ne bedroom. Because we in the mini pa to me die and was rapa be waters. Brother Mwakwa no may come when the crusade so to make us a boat to a pain and one at theatre for and was a casa and a boy see and Juma Fonua Womaya Omea. The guy was anointed, he had power, and the grace of God was upon him. A young guy. You will be exalted, but in a little while you will be brought low. You know, so we are here. We are. I am over here. We depend on technique. I am camp people. I am DC for. Oh my kind scripture. We. Oh my kind. At the end, I will refrain. Penny, Kaya say, I'm papa, 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 papa. You see, I'm with the friends. I'm not in our position. I come with you. You see, Tiani, I barely make catching Bahuasa. Interesting. We are free, Papa, do do on it. Pray, I want to do a boy. We are free, says here. Pedja, one woman, you're free, woman, also. Drum over here, some over here, I say, pa. Brought low. Brought low. They are taken out of the way as all others. And the Bible says, and are cut off the tops of the ears of the corn. King of Yanachinium, the Bibri.
Would you dear crown, Nancy Cacari Penoni? Would German or see one send the penny?
German was a king on the table.
No, the child wants a human.
German was see one send the penny on Winame. Would be try and say a real ever a mentum. A real a share a mentum. I be with you and I wouldn't know about his son and mine into her. Would be to trip to be at two guns and walk or two men or the son of you who are the unipadasani. Would be to me now, Quenchan, if you couldn't mean that. Because when I'm here to turn one, say a real a woman to Patomekina, me and Montini, and a sorry power woman to me, Casanza, me, and Pangina, and Grofo, because when you walk Casan, Ukrawea, in the Pamasan. Often, Kakra, one man, a woman, maybe. I was here for Yenia Pro, a real year, Kenya, me and Juniper. We speak in the mind and the heart of God to God's people that anybody that is listening to us, if there is any repentance, this is the time, because your clock is ticking, mine is ticking. I don't know whether I will die before you or you die before me, but we will both die. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27, it is appointed unto every man once to die. After that death, there shall be judgment. Judgment is awaiting all of us. Atimu, Atimu, first, I made a new year's union, and yea, yes, or your years. Where you yet now? Yes, custom to you. I will cross here for the good time. So, whilst we are speaking the heart and the mind of God, they are also talking nonsense all over the place. And we are talking about something that concerns your salvation. The Bible said the other day that when Jesus was going to Jerusalem, when he got to the peak of the place and saw Jerusalem, he cried over it and said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, and so on, and guy in John chapter 5, 24, no? One can see, can see me into you.
John 5, 24. Mary, come on, come on, come on, parase. Do you want to know what you are doing? No, I'm not going to do it. No, I'm not going to do it. No, I'm not
going to do it. No, I'm not going to do it. The Bible said, he that believes in him that sent me has eternal lives. And the Bible said, shall not come into condemnation. They have passed from death to life. Everybody sitting here that has eternal salvation in Christ Jesus, you have passed from death into life. That life is in Christ Jesus. He talked about, it in, I think it's 1 John chapter 3 or chapter 4. The Bible said God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his son Jesus Christ. It is in his son Jesus. Which one is it? 1 John chapter 5, rather. 1 John 5, say 11. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his son. God, he has given us eternal life, and this life in his son. I'm telling you, he didn't say this life, it is in any other name. Many in San will be Osumbia Wagana. Anyway, baby, I want to clearly make a statement to you. Opa, such an awakening, the G.A. Uradi is a genuinity. If you miss that way, you have missed it. And when you miss that, you are on your way to hell. Clearly. I'm sorry. So near my soul and all that, denial, some crow is a lie. Assume you remember that also is another lie. The God of the Bible is not the God of the other religions. I'm telling you, I don't know what they serve. I'm only telling you that God has given us life, and this life is His Son, Jesus Christ. Period. You miss Jesus Christ, you have missed life. Muntio.
25. Mira kama chem no kore mo para say don no reba na edu awufo beti yakopon ba no ne na wona wote no benya nkwa
but I will continue in this way. Go to verse number 12 and let's work in verse number 12 of 1 John chapter 5. The Bible says he that have the Son has life clearly, and he that has not have the Son does not have life. Very simple. You have the Son, you have life. You don't have the Son, you don't have life. That is why it is very dangerous for you to stay in church and still indulge yourself in many, many ungodly things. Ungodly things. That you are in the house of God, called by the name of the Lord. Yet, there are too many crazy things that, you know, is entangled and encapsulated in your life. I want to talk to you better here. I'm tired of gimmicks. I'm tired of acting. I am tired. I want the real thing. The real Jesus. The real stuff. I'm tired of all this acting in the church of God and all this stuff. Fake stuff. Gimmicks. I'm telling you. Fake. I wish you can believe in the truth. I wish you can believe in truth, Nukre. I wish. I'm telling you. You know, everybody should bring this. Everybody should bring that. We are not despising the, you know, directions by the Holy Spirit. But I'm going to tell you something. There is no direction like to love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. What direction? And then you tell me that, you know, and then your honey direction. You better love your neighbor direction. Follow that one first. Let's follow that one. Let's follow that one first. Yeah. Let's follow loving your husband as, you know, Christ loved the church. Let's love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself. Let's follow that one first. Let's cherish your own children and celebrate them first. First. Then we can follow Sabolai and Kechadieni Kuku. Last time, you know, I had a very disgusting, you know, you've lost all dignity and lost common sense. The prophetic ministry is not demeaning, it's not maligning, it's not marginalizing. Everybody who loves God will understand that God is a dignified God. He has too much honor in himself. The splendor and the majestic grace that, you know, characterize God is amazing. The Bible said in Isaiah chapter 1, the train of his robes fills the temple. The cry of heaven's worshippers surrounding his throne. We join them now. Crying holy, they cry holy, they cry holy, they cry holy is the Lamb of God who was, who is yet to come, the Almighty. He has so much dignity in himself because he is God and Lord. He does not need the help of anybody to be God. Ladies and gentlemen, this morning I present to you Jesus Christ, the bread of life. He is love, the love of God, the express image of God. He is the personality of God. He is the holiness of God. He is the sovereignty of God. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. When I come to church, I want to encounter the Christ. I want to see the Christ. I want to walk with the Christ. I want to engage the Christ. I want to experience the Christ. When I leave church and I go home on Monday, I want to see the manifestation of the Christ. On Tuesday, I want to see the manifestation of Jesus Christ. So always, I want to see the manifestation of the Christ. On Thursday, I want to see the manifestation. I don't want to have a life on Sunday and a different one on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Christ! So the guy said, I want to see Jesus. I want to see the Nazarene, the Galilean. I want to see Jesus. In Genesis, he was the creation of God. In Exodus, he was our Lord giver. In Leviticus, he was our high priest. In Numbers, he was our statistician. In Deuteronomy, he, Jesus himself, is the one that brings his people out of bondage. Oh yeah. And then he ushers them in the book of Joshua, and then Judges, he installs rulership and order of governance unto us. You better hear what we are talking about. Then he goes to, you know, install. He is our prophet and also our king in 1st and 2nd Samuel. Amazing God. He works with us simultaneously, and as he moves on, he is our kinsman redeemer. In the book of Ruth, he grants us the grace and honors us with the mercies as he reveals himself throughout the Bible. Oh, you better hear this. In 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st and 2nd Kings, he is our installer of kings and our king himself, his majesty. The Bible said the 24 elders and the four living creatures, they bow before him, and they also cry, holy, holy. God has so many names, but they don't call him by that names in heaven. They only cry, holy, holy. He is love, he is kind, he is favor, he is mercy, he is all the things, but they don't call him that in heaven. They call him holy, holy. May the church get to that revelation where they understand that the God that they serve is a holy God. Holy. Holy. Oh yeah, holy, holy. Oh yeah, holy. When you take that one out of the picture, you are wasting your time, because without holiness, no man can see God. This Jesus is an express portrait image of God's holiness. As I bring my message to a close, I want to tell everybody that is sitting here in this place to understand that if you miss Jesus, you have missed life. Miss him, miss life. That is why so many people are looking for miracles, but they can't find the miracles, because you have missed the Christ. He that has the Son has life. He that does not have the Son does not have life. A simple message. Look at the how he put it in 1 John chapter 5. Very interesting. It's just like he put it also in John chapter 3, verse number First John chapter 5, verse number 12. He makes that reiteration in verse 12. He that have the Son has eternal life. He that does not have the Son does not have life. Dear, in verse 12. Let's work it before we move. He that has the Son has life. You have the Son, you have life. Demons are afraid of you. You know, Christopher power. And they are saying things like, Abe for Hame. I'm telling you. He that have the Son of God has life. He that does not have the Son of God does not have life. Clear message. You can't miss it. Clear. So the question will be, do you have a relationship with the Son of God? I didn't say, do you know him? No. There's a clear difference. Let me get the word very practical to you. I am not asking you whether you know Jesus. I know His Excellency the President, and the President, I don't know whether he knows me, because he's my President. Whether I like it or not, he's my President. Maybe let me bring it to you. Whether you like him or not, he is your President. Yeah. He will be your President until the end of his tenure. Whether you like it or not, he's your President. We all know the President as President. If the President meets you, he doesn't know you. So I'm asking a good question. You know Jesus, but do you have a relationship? It's a very good question. Now, without a relationship, you are wasting time. Without a relationship, you can boast. Let's say that you know, you go out there and say, Prophet Drew, man, the guy is a great guy and all that. I go to Alabaster, he's my pastor, you know, and all that. Hey, man, I love this guy. He's a great preacher and all that kind of thing. But do I know you? We need to talk. Do I know you personally to the point that when I meet, hey, who are you? And of course, do I know you? We all know to His Majesty, King Hoseitu the Second. We all know him. We all know His Majesty. But does His Majesty know you? I keep telling people that if you want to meet anybody who is a golfer and a big man, don't bother yourself to go and meet them where they work. Meet them at the golf course. There will be no protocol. You can talk to them. So I can be playing at Kumasi or playing at Achimota golf course, and I can meet anybody, any big man I want to know. I can meet the president, I can meet whoever, name them. I can meet them. So I meet Otunfo, he's teeing here, I'm teeing here, you know, and then we are playing, and I go, hey, what are you going to say? Yeah, child, you know, Mama and Shama, but Shawai. Yeah, to be checking here, maybe, but you know, Alabasta, you are for the moment to me, but to what? But if I go to Menchia, I am going to go and then, you know, say, hey, you come meet the king. People have lined up protocol. You have to remove your ntoma before you can come and even shake the king. But on the golf course, no shaking of ntoma. Hey, Charlie, what are you going, Charlie? You know, because if I have a relationship with him, even when he meets me and no people are saying, he will say, Momanimra. Mini papa. And so I'm asking you a good question. Does Jesus know you by name? Do you have a relation? Somebody that have a relationship with Jesus is the one that will get up in the morning and have a quiet time, devotion, study the word before they leave the house. Not the people that will be fidgeting with their phones. Do you have a relationship? I'm talking about a relationship that you can speak to Jesus in the trotro. Papa, thank you. I'm grateful. Do you have a relationship? I'm talking about a relationship. The two hands are lifted. We come to the place where we want to really deepen our relationship with Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, help us. In the mighty name of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Stand to your feet.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.